Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirah Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we are continuing on to the second part of the seventh topic of Parashat Beha'aloyscho, the Misoinenim. In the following part, we're going to learn about the establishment of the first Sanhedrin in history. Perek Yun Aleph, Posuk Tezayin. Vayoymer Adonai el Moshe esfoli shivim ish mizikne Yisrael. Asher yodato ki heim zikne ha'om v'shoyte rov v'lo kachto yisom el oi hel moyed v'hisya tzevushom imoch. Above in Pasuk Yud Daled, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Hashem, lo yuchal onoichi levadi lo seis es kol ha'om haze ki choved mimeni. I can't carry this nation by myself, it's too hard for me. Says Hashem, here's the solution. We'll create a Sanhedrin of 70 Zekanim, and they'll help you lead the nation. Says Hashem to Moshe, gather for me 70 men from the elders of Am Yisrael, that you know that these are the elders that back in Mitzrayim, they used to get hit because the Mitzrayim would appoint people to make sure that the Yidden are doing their job. And when they didn't do their job, they took the blow, and they were hit instead of the Yidden that didn't do their job. And that's chus, they merited that they should be the leaders of Am Yisrael. And you should take them, tell them how lucky they are, the chus, to govern and lead Am Yisrael, bring them into the Oyel Moyed, in a way that all of Am Yisrael should see that they're coming in with you. And then they'll get Am Yisrael's respect. They're going in with Moshe Rabbeinu to hear Hashem. Says Rashi Esfoli. This is the answer to your problem. You can't carry them by yourself. I'll get you some help. Fregt Rashi, Am Yisrael always had elders leading them. What happened to the original ones? V'aloi af b'Mitzrayim yoshuvu imoim, shenemar, Hashem tells Moshe back in Parsha Shmois, leich v'osavto zikne Yisrael. There were elders over there. What happened to them? Why do we have to appoint new ones? And for Rashi, Elo be'eishatav eiro meisu. Those Zekanim died by eishatav eiro, above in Posuk Aleph. And this Rashi is following the second opinion on the words v'toichal b'ktzei hamachane, above in Posuk Aleph. The first pshat said b'ktzei hamachane are the lowly ones, namely the Erev Rav. The second pshat said, Rav Shimon ben Anasi, Uvaktinim Shabohem, Uvagdoilim, this is following that pshat, that the Zekanim died in Eishat Aveiro. You'll ask, why indeed did they die in Eishat Aveiro? The Zekanim were not the complainers over there. And for Rashi, Uri'ui Mohayu Misinai Lekach. These Zekanim were Chayev Misa already by Har Sinai. As it says over there in Parshas Mishpatim, Dichsiv Vayechazu Es HaElokim Vayoichlu Vayishtu. They were eating and drinking as they're looking at Hashem Kavayochol. Whatever looking at Hashem means, either Mara Nevua or in the presence of Maimed Al Sinai. And that was disrespectful. Shenuagu Kalusroish, that's a light-headed way of acting. Kenoishech Pito Yumedaber B'fnei HaMelech, like a person eating while he's speaking to the king. V'loi Rotzo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Litein Avelus B'matan Toiro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to disrupt the festivities of Maimed Al Sinai. Upor Aloem Kan. And therefore he paid them over here by Eishat Aveiro that burned those Zekanim that were Chayim Misa back then. Asher ato yodato ki em ziknaom v'shoiterov. What does Moshe Rabbeinu know? Oison she'ato makir she'nismanu aliyem shoitrin b'mitzrayim. Ba'avoynas perech. The ones that you know that were appointed in Mitzrayim to be in charge of Am Yisrael to make sure they're doing the job right and producing the right amount of bricks. And these shoitrim had rachmonos on Am Yisrael. They were not able to complete the job. And who got hit? Umukim al yodom. They would get hit by the Mitzrim because that Am Yisrael did not finish doing their job. As the pasuk says in Parsha Shmois, Shenema vayuku shoitrei bnei Yisrael. The shoitrim were hit. Ato yismanu begduloson. Now they should be appointed to something great, to be the Sanhedrin. Kederech shenitztaru b'tzaroson. Just like they were pained in Am Yisrael's pain, now they deserve to get reward by being appointed to be the Sanhedrin. Rashi above, in Parshas Nosoi, Perek Zayin, Posuk Beis, Nesiei Hamatois, said the same thing regarding the Nesim that were appointed. They also were those Shoitrim in Mitzrayim that were hit. So there were two sets, also the Nesim above and also the Zkenim over here. When you take a human being, you don't schlep him. Rather, kochim midvorim, talk to him, convince him. Ashreichem shenismanisem parnosim malbonov shel mokim. You are lucky that you were chosen to be the leaders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. V'yisyatzvu sham imach. What is the point of bringing them together with you into Oel Moed? Kedei sheyiru Yisrael, Am Yisrael should see. V'yinagu b'em gdula v'kovoid. They will respect them. V'yoyimru, chavivin elu. They must be very loved and very precious. Shenichnesu im Moshe lishmu yadibu v'mpi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They get to go in with Moshe to hear Hashem speaking to them. Posuk Yudzayin v'yoranti v'dibarti imecho shom v'otzalti minoru ach asher olecho v'samti alihem v'nosu itecho v'masom v'lo yisiso ato levadecho. And I, Hashem, will come down and speak with you, Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Oyal Moyed. And I will increase through you. Namely, I will give an abundance of a Shefa of Nevua unto you, which will overflow to them. And this way they will be able to carry with you the carrying of the nation. But you got to warn them. You got to tell them it's not an easy job to govern, to lead Am Yisrael, and they should be prepared for that. And this way, once they help you, you won't have to carry them by yourself. That's the solution to the problem of Posuk Yud Dalet. Lo yucha lo nichi levado lo yiseis kol ha'am hazeh. Says Rashi, v'yoradati. Zu achas mi eser yiridois haksuva b'toiro. 10 times throughout the Torah it says that Hashem came down. This is one of them. V'dibalti imecho v'lo imoim. Hashem is talking to Moshe, not with them. V'otzalti ketargumoi v'arabe. I will increase, I will make big, make a lot. Kamoivel atzilei bnei Yisrael, the choshev ones, the high-ranking people of Am Yisrael. V'samti aleihem l'ma Moshe doime bo yisasho. What's this emotional to l'neir? Shemunach al gabim enoiro. You have a kli with oil, with a wick in it, a lamp on top of a menoiro. V'akoyel madlikim imenu. Everyone lights from it. Vein oire chosor klum. When you light another fire from another fire, the original fire does not get diminished whatsoever. So too over here. Moshe Rabbeinu has his Ruach Nevuah, and it overflows to them, but Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't lack. V'nosu'u itoch hasnei moim. Tell them, make a condition with them. Al menashe kabulu aleim tirach bonai. They have to receive upon themselves the troubles of my children. Shem tarachonim v'salvonim. They're not an easy people to deal with at times. Here's the answer to your problem. Without Rashi, I would have translated the pasuk and say, tell the nation that they should get ready. He's catching me to get ready. Prepare yourselves for tomorrow. For tomorrow, you'll be eating meat. You kvetch to Hashem that you want meat. You think in Mitzrayim was better? No problem. We'll give you meat. But Rashi says, not that way. There's nothing to prepare for tomorrow to eat meat. Nobody needs to prepare to eat meat. Rather, prepare yourselves, because as a result of your kvetching, a punishment is going to happen tomorrow when you'll be eating the meat. Says Rashi, "Skachu azminu atzmechem l'poronus." Prepare yourself for a calamity, for a punishment. V'chein u'imel v'akdishem l'yoyim harigo. The word "skachu" means to prepare, and Rashi shows you find preparation for something bad also. Posuk Yutes lo yoimecho toichelun velo yoimoyim velo yichamisho yomim velo yasaro yomim velo yesrim yoim. And this meat will last you not for one day, not for 2 days, not for 5 days, not for 10 days, not for 20 days. Ad choydesh yomim ad asho yitzim yapechem vehoyolochem lezoro yan kimastem es adoinoi אשר בקרבכם ותבכו לפניו לאמור, למה זה יצאנו ממצרים? You'll be eating this meat for a month until you'll get so sick of it as if it's coming out of your nose. At some point, it will become foreign to you. You'll be pushing it away. Until now, you were complaining it. You wanted it so much. But you'll have so much of it, you'll be pushing it away. And why did this happen to you? What caused all this? You were disgusted with Hashem. Why? Because I was among you, you got so comfortable and you feel like you can complain about every stupid little thing. And you cried in front of Hashem, why did we leave Mitzrayim? That was the cause of all this. Says Rashi, Ad Chodesh Yomi. Rashi here is bothered by Akasha from later on in Posuk Lamed Gimel. Over there it says, when the slov came down, when the meat came down, Abosar Oidenu Bein Shineim, while it's still in their teeth. Namely, by the first eating on the first day, Ve'af Hashem Chorabom, and Hashem killed some of the nation. And over here it says they'll be eating it for a month. Stira. And Vatrashi. Zu, who will be eating it for a month? Bikshayrim. The more kosher ones of Am Yisrael. Shem Yismatzin al Mito Yisayin. The sickness would suck the juice out of them. Ve'achakach Nishmosan Yoitza. They were sick for a month and then they would die a month later. That's what Pasuk Lamed Gimel is talking about. They died instantly. Sifri is a medrash halacha on Sefer Bamidbar Dvorim. And Mechilta is a medrash halacha on Sefer Shmois. Mechilta shnuya b'chilof. There it says the exact opposite. Their death stretched out. They suffered for 30 days. They were the one that died right away. So machloik is the Sifri and the Mechilta, how to answer the stira between this posuk and posuk lamed gim. Ad asher yetzei mi'apechem ketargumoi ad disekuitzunbe. You'll be disgusted with it. V'yedoy melochem ke'ilu achalti mimenu yoisu midai, as if you ate too much of it. Ad sheyoytze v'niga lachutz, derachwa'af, until it comes out of your nose. The point is that it doesn't mean literally it's going to come out of your nose. The point is you'll be disgusted with it. You'll be pushing it away. More than you wanted it. There is a language, some language, that a sword is referred to as Zoro. Says Hashem, V'hoyolochem lizoro. This will be the cause of your death, that you're going to die. Is Hashem asher bekir bechem? That's what caused the problem. Im lo shenotati shchinosi b'neichem, if not that I came to dwell among you and you felt comfortable, lo gova levavchem likonet lechol hadvorim ha'elu, you would not have been so haughty and to start complaining about these things. Posuk chof alef v'ayoymer Moshe sheish moiz elef ragli ha'om asher anochi bekir boi. Ve'ato omarto bosoret Elohim ve'ochelu chodesh yomim. And Moshe tells Hashem, there are 600,000 men over the age of 20, the nation that I'm among them over here, and you're telling me you're going to give them meat and they're going to eat for a month's time? Hatzoinu v'kor yishochet lohem u'motzo lohem. Im est kol degei ayom yosef lohem u'motzo lohem. Even if you were to shecht all the sheep and all the cattle, will that be enough for them? If you were to gather all the fish of the ocean, would that be enough for them? For these 600,000 men over the age of 20 for 30 days? That would be the simple translation of the words of this pasuk, and Rashi is going to ask the obvious question. Moshe Rabbeinu is doubting Hashem's capabilities to serve meat to the whole nation for a month. We'll see Rashi. Rashi posuk chof aleph sheish mois elef ragli. Rashi is bothered by it. Look above in Parsha Shmois. There were more than 600,000 men over the age of 20. It was 603,550. What happened to 3,550 men? 3,000 plus 550. Why not? So the first shot, Rashi is telling you, rounded it off. You rounded it off to 600,000, a nice round number. Only those who left Mitzrayim, they were the ones that cried. But those born after they left Mitzrayim, they were did not kvesh, they did not cry, which is a big problem, because those 3,550, they were not born in the desert. We only counted those above 20. We're holding now in the second year from when they left Mitzrayim. When they left Mitzrayim, they were less than 20, and now they're more than 20. But everyone left Mitzrayim. Indeed, that's a good kasha. Take a look at Sefer Das Noite of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He answers the question. Rashi posuk chov beis atzoynu vokol yishochet ze echod me'arbo dvorim shor Rav Akiva doiresh vein Rav Shimon doiresh kemo yisoy. Rav Akiva has one pshat, and Rav Shimon is going to argue. Rav Akiva oimel sheish mois elev ragli v'ato ma'arto boso eten loem v'och luchodesh yomim atzoynu vokol v'goimel hakoil kemashmoy. Take the posuk literally. Mi yaspik lohem? Will it be enough? Kuinyan shenemar umotzo kedei geulosoi. Over there, umotzo means enough. Same thing over here. Umotzo lohem. Will it be enough? In other words, Rabbi Kiva's learning is as hard as it is to hear, but that's what he's saying. Moshe Rabbeinu is doubting kaviyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu's capabilities. Frank Rashi, Frank Rabbi Kiva, Ve'ezu kosho. Let's think about which aveira is more chomer. Zu, doubting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's capabilities. Oi, Shimonu Amorim, what happened later on in Parshas Chukas, when Moshe Rabbeinu got angry at Am Yisrael, and he tells them, listen, O rebellious people. And he hit the rock. Which aveira is more chomer? L'chaira, this would be more chomer. But yet, Moshe Rabbeinu is not punished for this. For the aveira of Shimon HaMoirim was punished that he didn't enter Eretz Yisrael. Why? Elo, l'fishel omar borabim. This aveira, although it was an aveira, says Rabbi Kiva, but he didn't say it publicly. This is a private conversation between him and Hashem. Therefore, chisech le'akosuv, the Torah went easy on him. V'loy nifra mimenu, he wasn't punished. V'zu shel merivo, and parashas chukas, so he said begolui, that wasn't public. The Torah did not have rachmonas on him, and he was punished over there. That is how Rabbi Akiva darshed the pasuk. Rabbi Shimon Oimel, chas v'sholoim, le'ozo al daito yishalo yisei tzadikach. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu never doubted HaKadosh Baruch Hu's capabilities. Mishakosu boi b'chol beisi nemonu. Later on, at the end of the parasha, we're going to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about Moshe, there is nobody as trustworthy as Moshe. Yoimar eina moke maspik lono, he would doubt HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elokach omar, says Rabbi Shimon, here's the pshat in the posuk. Sheish miyois elef ragli, v'ato omar doboso eten lechoydesh yomim, and then what's going to happen? V'achar kach tahroig umo gdoilo kozu. And then you're going to end up punishing them, you're going to end up killing them after you gave them the meat. Hatzoinu voko yishochet lohem, umotzo lohem. What, you're going to give them all this meat, kedeshi yehogu, and then you're going to kill them right away. Umotzo lohem, this meat will be enough for them. This will be the last meat they'll be eating in their life. Utehe achilozu maspikoson adoilom. It will be enough for them for the end of their life. V'chishiv chacho huze. Is that your glory? He says, Moshe ta Hashem. You know what that's like? Oimrim lo ilecha moir. You tell a donkey, toil koir se'oirim. Take this koir, a measurement of barley, and then we'll cut your head off. Same thing over here. Take your meat, and then we're going to kill you. That's not covered for Hashem. If you want to kill them right away. What's the point of giving them the meat? Hey, Shivu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But v'im lo yetein, if I don't give them the meat, yoimru, they're going to say, shekotso yodi, that I'm not able to provide. My hand is short, I can't provide. Is that better in your eyes that they should say that Hashem cannot provide? Let them and 100 times more be destroyed. And nobody should think even for a moment that I am limited and that I cannot provide. And therefore, yes, I'm going to give them all this meat for 30 days. So they should recognize that I am not limited, and then I will kill them. The last two lines in Rashi, starting from the word Heshivu Akadosh Baruch Hu, Vimloy Eten Yoimu Shekotzo Yodi, Rashi already is going into the next Pasuk, Pasuk Chav Gimel, where Hashem answers Moshe, Hayad Hashem Tikzo. There's another pshat Rashi has in Pasuk Chav Beis, but Rashi quotes it in by us in Pasuk Chav Gimel. So let's skip to that Rashi, and let's see the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, Bnei Shel Rabbi Yehuda Anosi, how he understands this question of Moshe Rabbeinu, Atzoinu Vokal Yishochad Lehem Amotzolot. Says Rashi, Rabbi Gamliel, Bnei Shel Rabbi Yehuda Anosi Yoimel, Yefsho Loimer Lamoid Al HaTofel, Moshe Rabbeinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will not be able to win with them, because it's not about the meat. Me'achar Sheino Mevakshim Elo Alilo. They have another agenda over here. They don't want to follow you. They don't want to keep your mitzvahs. It's not about the meat. And therefore, lo taspik lohem. It will not suffice. They're always going to have tainus on you. Of beef, of a cow. No, we want sheep. No, we want beef. Every time we come with something else, we want chayes, a deer, we want birds, we want fish, we want grasshoppers. You'll never win with them. That's what it means. You think you could solve their problem with the geayom? It will never be solved because it's not the meat. It's the alilo. They're making up stories to complain. Omaloi, to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but im ken yom gush kotzal yodi. I hear your taina, but on the other hand, if I don't provide, they're going to say that I'm limited, that I cannot provide. The next part of the Rashi has to do with Pasuk Chav Gimel Chav Dalet, so let's go back and read those psukim. Vayoymer Adonoy el Moshe hayad Adonoy tiktor atosir ha'yikrecho devori im loy vayetze Moshe vaydaber el om Eish divrei Adonoy vayesoyv 70 ish mizikney ha'om vayamed oisom sevivois ha'oyhel. And Hashem answered Moshe, hayad Hashem tiktor. We have three pshatim, based on the three pshatim in Pasuk Chav Beis. According to Rabbi Akiva, that Moshe Rabbeinu was doubting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's capabilities, says Hashem to Moshe, do you think I'm limited? According to Rabbi Shimon, that Moshe was tining to Hashem, it's not going to help, because they're always going to find something to complain about. Hashem answers, so what? But I can't afford them saying that I'm limited. And according to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Danosi, that Pshat Pasuk Chav Beis is, I'm sorry, I confused the two. According to Rabbi Shimon, that the Taina and Pasuk Chav Beis was, that why would you do that? Why would you give them all that meat and then kill them? Why don't you just kill them right away? To which Hashem answers, so they shouldn't say I'm limited even for one moment. And according to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Anosi, that the Taina and Pasuk Chav Beis was, that you're never going to suffice them because they're just looking to complain. They're looking for Alilo. To which Hashem answers Moshe, nevertheless, I will provide so they shouldn't think I'm limited. The next part of the Pasuk, Atosire Haikrecho Devorim Imloi, is a hard phrase to understand. Rashi says, we're missing something in the conversation. At this point, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Hashem, Hashem, let me go suffice them. Let me go work things out and lower the flames over here. Let's see if I can work it out. To which Hashem says, it's not going to work. And Hashem tells Moshe, Atosire, you will see, and now you will see if I'm right or you're right. Namely, I'm telling you it's not going to work. Pasuk of Daled, Moshe Rabbeinu tries his luck. And he goes and he speaks to the nation what Hashem said that Hashem could provide. And they said, we don't believe it. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, I see I'm not managing on my own. So he gathers the 70 ish mizikney soil. He's going to establish the Sanhedrin, and he's going to put them around the oil moyed like he was commanded. Says Rashi, we're going to pick up where we left off. Omar Lefonov, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Arenu hoylech omafaisan. Rashi's adding this in to make sense out of the words, Atosire, haikirecho devorim loy. Omar loy, says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atosire, haikirecho devorim, that what shelo yishmeulach. I'm telling you, they're not going to listen to. Holach Moshe lefaisan, Omar loy, mayad Hashem tikzo. Guys, you think Hashem is limited? Hey, nikotzur veyozuvu moin. Hagam lechem yuchel teiz bamidbar. Of course he could provide. Amru, to which Am Yisrael said, either to Moshe or to one another, Pshoreizo, this is some type of compromise. He's just trying to buy time, stretch us out. Ein bekuach lemalo sheiloseinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not capable of giving us our request. V'zehu sheneemar v'yetze Moshe v'yedaber el ha'om. Moshe went and spoke to the nation. It doesn't say what did he speak. It's divrei Hashem, but what? That's what happened. He said, "Ayad Hashem tikso, kevon shelo yishamu." That's the flaw of the pasuk. They didn't listen. But yes, shivimish. That's how the pasuk flows. He tried to calm them down. It didn't work. So he makes a Sanhedrin. Pasuk chofei vayered vayered adonai be'onon vayedaber elov vayotzel minoruach asher olov vayitein al shivim ish hazakenim vayhi. And Hashem came down be'onon, and he spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he increased the ruach nevuah upon Moshe Rabbeinu, and it overflowed onto the shivimish as kenim. And as soon as the ruach nevuah came to them, they started saying nevuah, but it was a one-time event, and they did not say any more nevuah after that. That's the first Pshat on Rashi. Second Pshat Rashi quotes Targum Onkelos, V'lo Yosofu, and they never stopped ever since then. Mamash, two opposite Pshatim of the word V'lo Yosofu. Says Rashi, V'lo Yosofu, lo nisnabu, elo uitsa yom milvad. They did not continue just one day. Kach mefuresh besifri. Onkelos tirgeim, V'lo paskin. Shalo poskan evu omeim. They never stopped ever since that day. Posuk chovo, v'yisho arush, ni anoshim, b'machane. Shame who echod eldod v'sheim asheni meidod v'ato nachaleihem horuach v'heimo b'kesuvim v'lo yotzu ho'yelo v'yisnabeu b'machane. But there were two men of the 70 Zekanim that did not come to the Oyel Moyed. They stayed in the camp. Their names were Eldod and Meidod. And even though they didn't come to the Oyel Moyed, the Ruach Nevuah landed upon them, and they also started saying Nevuah. They were one of the written 70 Zekanim, but they didn't go to the Oyel Moyed, and they said Nevuah in the Machane. And what was the Nevuah they said? Rashi will tell us in Pasuk Chof Ches. They said, Moshe Meis v'Yeshua Machnis. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die outside Eretz Yisrael, and it's Yeshua Ben Nun who is going to bring Am Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, from those who were chosen. Why didn't they go? We're not worthy of being the 70 Zekanim of the Sanhedrin. They were chosen to be part of the Sanhedrin. All their names were written down. But there was some type of raffle done. Why? If we want to be fair and give every shevet a part, an equal part of the Sanhedrin, you have to take 6 from each shevet. 6 times from each shevet will end up 6 times 12 is 72. But there's only 70 people in the Sanhedrin. And therefore, chutz mishnei shvotim shein magi aleim elo chamisha chamisha. 2 shvotim have to get each only 5 people from them. Omar Moshe, ein shevet shemi ali lifchoit mishivto izok anechot. Which shevet is going to listen to me if I tell them, okay, you only give 5 people? Everyone wants 6 representatives from their shevet. Ma also, notal shivim ushnaim piskin, he took 72 pieces of paper. Ve'kos aval shivim, on 70 of them he wrote zokin. Val shnaim cholok, he left blank. He designated 6 of this Canaan from each Shevet. Now we have 72 people over here, of which only 70 will be chosen. Each one take a note from the box. That was 70 of them. Niskadesh, he was chosen. A blank paper. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you as part of the Sanhedrin. So this Eldod and Meidod, they were chosen, but they thought they were not worthy, and therefore they didn't come to Oyel Moed. They're saying Nevuah B'Machane. Posuk Chof Zayin, Vayorotz HaNa'ar, Vayagid LeMoyshe, Vayomar, Eldod UMeidod, Misnabeim BaMachane. And the Na'ar, Rashi says, some say this is Gershom Ben Moshe. And he goes, tells Moshe, you know, Eldod UMeidod, they're saying Nevuah in the camp. You know what they're saying? They're saying, Moshe Meis V'Yeshua Machnis. You are going to die and Yeshua is going to bring us to Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, V'Yorotzonal Yesh Oimrim Gershom Ben Moshe Hoyo. Posuk Chof Ches V'Yan Yeshua Bin Nun Meshoreis Moshe Mibechurov V'Yomar Adoini Moshe Kiloeim. And Yeshua Bin Nun, the servant of Moshe Rabbeinu, speaks up. He was a servant mibechura from a young age, and he says, "Adoni Moshe, my master Moshe, kelo aim." Yeshua ben Nun did not like this nevuah that Moshe makes for Yeshua machnis, and therefore he tells Moshe, "Tup shotem in the word kelo aim. Either ignore the aleph as if it says kalem." Yeshua tells Moshe, "Don't worry about them. As soon as they become public figures, taking care of the tzibur, they'll have so much on their head, they won't be in a tranquil, happy state anymore." And nevuah could only come when a person is in a tranquil, happy state. And this way, they'll stop saying such nevuahs. That's one pshat. A second pshat, kloim with the aleph. Put them in jail. How could they be saying such nevuah? It's a bit hard to understand. Just because a person says nevuah, you get put in jail. And nevuah is from Hashem. This is Hashem talking through them. Unless Yeshua thought that this nevuah can't be, and therefore clearly the nevuah shekel, I don't know what to say. Says Rashi, Kloim hateil aleim tzorchei tzibur. Put them in charge of the tzibur, v'em kolim aleim, the nevuah will stop by itself. Because, like I said, nevuah only comes when you're happy and tranquil. Dovorachel, tneim al beis hakele. Put them in jail. Why? Livishoyu misnabim, Moshe meitz Yeshua machnis es Yisrael la'oretz. Yeshua ben Nun did not want to hear those words. Posuk Chof Tes, Vayoyimer Loi Moshe, Amekanei Atoli, Mi Yitein Kolam Adoinoi Nevi'im, Ki Yitein Adoinoi Ezruchoi Aleihem. And Moshe Rabbeinu answers back, Yeshua Ben Nun, Amekanei Atoli. The word kino, Rashi tells us, means when somebody cares about something so much to the extent that he wants to do something about it. Sometimes it can come in the form of taking revenge because he cares about something that was done, or to help somebody out because he cares very much. Says Moshe to Yeshua, I see you're taking this to heart. You really care. You want to help me out as if I'm going through something. Something's bothering me. It doesn't bother me. I hope that all of Am Yisrael should be Nevi'im when Hashem puts the Ruach Nevuah on them. It doesn't bother me that they're Nevi'im, even though they said something lachera negative about me. Says Rashi, HaMekanei Atoli, HaKanoi, HaKanei Atoli, HaKinosi Ato Mekanei. You're trying to take to heart. You take it to heart and help me out. Li, Kamoi Bishvili, for me. Kol loshen kino means odom anoisen leival dovo. He puts his heart on something, he cares about something. Oy linkoim oy lazer, either to take revenge or to help. In this case, he's trying to help Moshe Rabbeinu. Oy ches b'oy v'yamaso, holding the heavy load of whatever is being carried. Pozog lamed v'yoseif Moshe l'machanehu v'ziknei Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu gathered, came back into the Machane. Namely, he was by the Oyel Moyed, now he's going back into the Machane. He's going to Machane Levia, and the Zikne Yisrael are going to Machane Yisrael. Each one is going home. Says Rashi, Ve'yosef Moshe, he ingathered from where? Mi Pesach Oyel Moyed, Ela Machane. Nichnesu Ish La'oloi. They're not going to the same place. Moshe is in Machane Levia, and they're in Machane Yisrael. Ve'yosef. The word Vayosef, Rashi wants to make sure you don't make a mistake and think it means to gather together. It's not what it means over here or ever. Vayosef means to ingather. Loshen kniso el abayis, to enter the house. Kamoi v'asavtoi el toich beisecho. Ve'av l'kulom, the biggest riot to this is yitzboir v'lo yeda mi oisfam. Yitzboir means to gather together. V'lo yeda, it is unknown, mi oisfam, who's going to ingather them into wherever they have to get. There's about to be a punishment over here, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu held it back until the tzaddikim entered, each one entered their tent. Pozog lamed ale veruach nosam eis adonoi vayogoz salvim min hayom vayitoish ala machane kederech yoim koi וכדרך יוים כוי סביבוי סמחנה וכעמוסיים על פני הארץ. And Hashem caused a wind to blow, and with that wind came the salvim. Salvim is quail, a type of bird. And they started flying from the west, and they were spread all around the machane, a day's walk in each direction, all around the machane, and they would fly exactly 2 amos above the earth. That's about a height of an average person's heart. This way they can grab them right from the air. They didn't have to bend down. They didn't have to stretch up. It was so convenient for them to get. Says Rashi, Vayogoz Vayafriach. He made these quail, these slov fly. V'chein ki goz chish. V'chein nagoizu v'ovo. Vayitoish vayifshoit. Spread out. K'moi v'hinei netushim al pnei chol ha'oretz. Untashticha amidboro. Uche'amosayim. Says Rashi, it doesn't mean that it was piled up 2 amos high. Rather, they were flying at the height by a person's heart. It shouldn't be trouble to gathering them. Not to stretch up high, not to bend down low.
ויאספו אס הסלוב הממעית, אוסף עשרו חומרים, וישתחו להם שטויח סביבו איס המחנה.
And the nation went about all day, and the following night, and the following day, to collect the slov. The person that collected the least collected 10 piles, and they spread them out around the camp. I mentioned earlier on in the parasha, in Perek Tes, Posuk Hey, in the parasha of Kom Pesach, the importance of differentiating between a Tlisho Gedoilo, which is a Tam Mafsik, and a Tlisho Ktano, which is a Tam Meshores, that a Tlisho Ktano, you must flow into the next words. Otherwise, many times the sentence doesn't make any sense. Here's another example. Imagine you put a Tlisho Gedoilo on the word Kol Hayoim. Vayokom hom kol hayoim hahu v'chol alaylo. That doesn't make any sense. You have to read it together. Kol hayoim hahu v'chol alaylo. Says Rashi, hamamit mishosaf pochis mekulam, the one who collected the least. Ha'atzelim v'achingrim, lazy people and people who limp. Osaf asoro chomori. 10 piles. Vayishtechu osu oisam mashtichim spread out. Pozog lamed gemol habosor uydenu bein shineihem terem yikoreis v'af adoinoi choro v'om v'yach adoinoi ba'om mako rabo me'oid. And while the meat was still between their teeth, terem yikoreis, Rashi has 2 pshotim. Either terem yikoreis means before it was digested, namely before the meat was consumed by digestion while it's still in their teeth. A second pshat, even before, it's between their teeth, before the meat was cut by their teeth, before they even got a chance to chew. And Hashem got angry at the nation, and Hashem killed them. A lot of people died. Says Rashi, Terem Yikoris, B'ketav Gumoy, first pshat ad lo fisak, until it ceased to exist, namely before it was digested. Davor acher, einu maspik lepoiskoi b'shinov, before he got a chance to cut it, to chew it, ad shenishmotsa yoitza, until he died. Posuk lamed dalet vayikro es shem hamakoyim ha'u kivroisa tavo kishom koveru es ha'om ha'misavim. And they called the name of that place the burial place of those who desired, because that's where they're buried, the people who desired meat. Even though we saw at the beginning of this topic of misoinanim that they called the name of this place Tav'eiro, it seems that now that they renamed it to Kivroi Satavo, because there are no 2 places of Tav'eiro and then Kivroi Satavo. First of all, because we don't see that they traveled between the two. And second of all, take a look at Parshas Masei, Perek Lamed Gimel. posuk tes zayin. Over there it says vayisu mimidbar Sinai vayachano bekivrei satavo. That was the next station. So Tavero is not counted. So it seems that originally they called it Tavero, and then they changed the name to Kivrei Satavo.
Posuk lamed hey mi Kivrei Satavo nosu hamachatzirois vayihiu bachatzirois.
And from Kivrei Satavo they went to a place called Chatzirois. And lechayra, the next two words vayihiu bachatzirois seem to be extra. Of course, if they went to Chatzirois, so they were in Chatzirois. The Teretz is, the Pasuk is telling us, they had to stay in Chatzirois longer than they originally planned, as we'll see in the next story. The next story is going to tell us that they had to stay an extra 7 days until Miriam was cured from her tzoras.
Keep in mind that both these places, Kivrei Satavo and Chatzirois, are both in the bigger place called Midbar Poron, as we saw above, in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayisu Mimidbar Sinai, and they went to Midbar Poron.
And over here it says they're in Kivrei Satavo, and then they're in Chatzirois. And at the last pasuk of the parasha, they went from Chatzirois to Midbar Poron. The Teretz is all three places are in Midbar Poron. Midbar Poron is a big desert, and they went from place to place within Midbar Poron.
Ad kan, topic number 7 of Parashat Bahaloischo, the Misoinenim, and the establishment of the first Sanhedrin.